Wita Jeannie Eugenia Callady lived in her truck for years. Some might consider homelessness a struggle, but Jeannie came to the StoryCorps mobile booth to talk to her caseworker, Marty Piercy, about the ways she has been blessed by the homeless community in Oklahoma City.
I want to talk a little bit about when I met you, which has been just, a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up a month from now is a year from when you moved into that apartment, huh? This month, right? Mm-hmm. April.
Yes.
When I met you, you were living in your pickup.
Mm-hmm.
How many years did you live in the pickup?
Well, I had only had the truck for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I had my car before that. I'd say I was living in the car and stuff. I think I did it about 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. You were talking earlier, and when we were coming here, saying that you're nomadic by nature and culture. You were saying.
Well, yeah. All of history knows that a lot of natives were nomadic tribes. Ours was a nomadic tribe. The Kiowas traveled a lot to follow the herds, the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they traveled a long way, but they would, travel to where they could replenish their food. But I've always been a traveler, I loved living in my truck. I'm not going to tell you I didn't,
mm-hmm.
because I had the freedom of being able to come and go as I please. If I had my way, I'd live in a RV, and just travel.
Sure.
Because nothing to hold me down. I'm my husband is deceased. My boys are grown. I have no little children to take care of. I'm a nomad. I love to travel. I love being able to get out and see things and thank my Creator for the blessings there are.
Something that I've noticed about you, and really about a lot of people I've met in the last couple of years, people who have experienced homelessness, is a common thread of people. Gosh, I'll be working on a housing plan with somebody who I know stays outside, and they'll constantly talk about just wanting to help people.
Oh, yes.
Do you think that experience, you said, like you said, it's never one specific thing, right? That most people who are experiencing homelessness, there's a bunch of factors involved.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Where do you think, what is it about that experience, that struggle and that survival mechanism that influences somebody to want to just contribute to other people so much?
Well, when I stayed in my car, did you know that I had people that were sleeping out under a bush that was watching my car to make sure I was safe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there is a bond between homeless people. Now, not everybody's going to get along.
That's true.
It's like a family. Not everyone's going to get along, but they would still give you the shirt off their back if it meant you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone as far as seeing someone without shoes, taking the shoes off of my feet and giving it to them.
Because,
God has blessed me so much. I have more than I ever should deserve.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.